Simon & Schuster Audio presents Miles Morales Suspended, a Spider-Man novel by Jason Reynolds. Read by Guy Lockard and Niall Bullock.
Perhaps I stand on the brink of a great discovery. And perhaps after I have made my great discovery, I will be sent home in chains. Jamaica Kincaid from Wingless.
Spider fact. It's said that nobody is ever more than 10 feet from a spider. They be everywhere you and me are. And even though we see them only when they big enough to see, or when they move like a cursor across the blank white page of a wall, or when we trip the web-like wire of a booby trap, or when they fang our flesh, we should probably assume most just be right there, right here, looking at us, looking over them.
Miles Morales has had quite a week. Quite a week in review, sort of. Last Monday, Miles received a letter from his cousin Austin from jail. Miles never even knew Austin existed. More on this later. Tuesday, Miles was accused of stealing sausages from his campus job. Yes, sausages. He was in the dean's office with his parents, on the brink of expulsion. Fortunately, that didn't happen. Phew! An extra life. More on this later. Later that day, still angry about the accusation and disgusted by his racist history teacher, Mr. Chamberlain, Miles, unaware of his own strength, accidentally broke his desk in history class. But that's as far as he went. The next day, Wednesday, Miles's crush, Alicia Carson, also black, also in Chamberlain's class, also upset about the teacher's racist rants, staged a protest in the middle of a history lesson and was suspended. More on this later. Saturday, Miles' father took him to a correctional facility to see Austin. More on this later. That night, the school threw a Halloween party. Two things happened. One, Miles made his move and gave Alicia a poem he'd written for. And two, Miles, full of suspicion, his spidey sense had been wonky all week, snuck away and discovered the villain of all villains, the warden, who...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?